Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Rios, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, April 15, 2024, with news, with sports, with music, and we'll be talking about Mafalda, the famous cartoon character that is known all over the Spanish-speaking world and beyond, that's going to be made into a series, directed by no other than Juan José Campanella, the filmmaker that was behind The Secret in Their Eyes, one of the Argentine Academy Award winners back in 2010. Well, that filmmaker is going to be in charge of making Mafalda a series, a new series, because there have been a series about Mafalda, an animated series a few years back, decades actually, but well, this is going to be a reboot of that with Campanella. We'll be talking about that later on. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. If you want to contact us, that's the way to do it, both ways. We are broadcasting this program Mondays to Fridays, 10:30 p.m. UTC time, frequency 5850 kilohertz. You can also listen to us via the app of RAE that you can download for free for mobile devices using Android or iOS. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei headed an emergency committee on the Israel-Iran conflict. Inflation continues to fall in Argentina. Official figures show 11% in March. Almost 200 people have already died from dengue fever in Argentina. Ecuadorian court deems illegal the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito to capture a sheltered politician. After weeks without a government, Haiti's transitional council formed. Sports: the first phase of the League Cup comes to an end and the quarter-final places are being decided. President Javier Milei, and that will be the first news. And these are the news. Now yes, President Javier Milei headed an emergency committee on the conflict between Israel and Iran. Together with his ministers, he analyzed the situation following the launching of more than 200 drones and missiles against Israeli territory. The meeting in Buenos Aires was attended by Israel's ambassador to Argentina, Eyal Sela, who later thanked Milei for his invitation and support for his country. After the meeting, the Casa Rosada issued a communique to express that Argentina emphatically supports the State of Israel in defense of its sovereignty. In this context, the government ordered the reinforcement of security at some 100 strategic points, especially those linked to the Jewish community. In addition, the Foreign Ministry ordered the temporary closure of four embassies, those of Israel, Iran, Syria, and Lebanon. Because of the tension in the Middle East, the president abruptly suspended a trip to the US and Denmark and returned to the country. The situation comes just hours after a ruling by the Argentine judiciary that holds Iran responsible for the country's two worst terrorist attacks. The Criminal Cassation Court ruled last week that Tehran orchestrated the bombing of the Israeli embassy in 1992 and the bombing of the Jewish community center Amia in 1994. Judges also established that Lebanese militia Hezbollah carried out those attacks in the city of Buenos Aires, which left in total more than 100 dead. Almost 200 people have already died from the dengue epidemic, according to the latest report from the Ministry of Health. According to the same source, the number of confirmed cases now exceeds 269,000. The most affected area continues to be the center of the country, where almost 60% of the cases are concentrated. In the last few days, there has been a slight decrease in the infection curve, just as temperatures dropped in the River Plate area. In any case, the Health Ministry has called to remain alert in the face of a possible return of the heat, which favors the proliferation of the mosquito that transmits the virus. Inflation in Argentina continues to fall, according to the official statistics agency INDEC. According to its latest measurement, the price increase in March was 11%. This verifies the downward trend after 25% in December, 20% in January and 13% in February, according to INDEC figures. For Minister of Economy Luis Caputo, the slowdown in inflation is a consequence of the program implemented after the inauguration of President Milei back in December. Meanwhile, several sectors are questioning the impact of public spending cuts and denounce a fall in the purchasing power of salaries. On the one hand, universities have called for a march on 13th of April to demand bigger budget for them in the face of what they denounce as an imminent paralysis due to a lack of funds. In addition, the country's main labor federation, the CGT, has called for a general strike to take place on May 9th, which would be the second since Mr. Milei took office. For his part, Labor Secretary Julio Cordero criticized this type of direct action, which he described as outdated recipe. And he anticipated that the government would validate wage increases above inflation, but call for responsibility in agreements in order to contain price rises. In Ecuador, a top court ruled that the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito was illegal. This is what the National Court ruled on the arrest of former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass, who was sheltering in the diplomatic headquarters. For the court, the arrest was arbitrary and should have had the approval of the embassy's authorities. In any case, the judges decided that Glass will remain in prison because of corruption convictions against him. On the orders of Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa, police raided the Mexican embassy on April the 5th. According to Quito, the Mexican authorities had ignored several requests to hand over Glass, who, they said, did not qualify as a politically persecuted person. For its part, the Mexican government announced that it will denounce Ecuador before the International Court of Justice for violating the sovereignty of its embassy. In Haiti, a transitional council has finally been formed after several weeks without a formal government following the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The body includes representatives of the country's main political parties. One of its objectives will be to re-establish order amid a serious crisis of violence and with a large part of the territory under the control of armed criminal gangs. According to the UN, more than 1,500 murders were committed in Haiti between January and March. In that context, the airport in capital Port-au-Prince remains closed after a gang attack. The Transitional Council also aims to set a date for general elections in 2025, the first in a decade. And now, sports. The group stage of the Copa de la Liga, the League Cup, the first division championship of Argentine football, is being defined. In Group A, Argentinos Juniors, Barraca Central, River Plate, Talleres de Córdoba, Independiente and Vélez all have a chance to advance to the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, in Group B, Godoy Cruz of Mendoza has already secured its place. The other three places in the group are contested by Estudiantes de La Plata, Boca Juniors, Racing Club, Defensa y Justicia and Lanús. Meanwhile, Lionel Messi returned to the starting lineup for Inter Miami, who won 3-2 away to Kansas City. The Argentina national team's captain played from the start after recovering from injury and scored one of the goals. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
Music now on RAE with Javier Solís and this track, El Pora.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, I wanted to share with you a piece written by Agustín Mango for the Buenos Aires Herald on the Mafalda cartoon character, the comic strip character, actually, who will be adapted into a series directed by no other than Academy Award winner Juan José Campanella. Argentine writer-director Juan José Campanella, a 2010 Oscar winner for The Secret in Their Eyes, confirmed via Instagram that he will helm a new series based on Mafalda, the iconic comic strip by the late Kino. First published in 1963, Mafalda follows the travails of a precocious, outspoken girl from a middle-class family in San Telmo, Buenos Aires City, while offering biting social commentary. A politically aware humanist and fervent Beatles fan, Mafalda became an icon of Argentine progressive thinking at the height of the Cold War. Kino's character became a phenomenon in the Spanish-speaking world and was translated into 30 languages. Working with Mafalda is to immerse yourself in the mind of one of the greatest cartoonists of the 20th century, Campanella said. According to the announcement, the series will be a tribute to Kino and his ability to comment on human complexity through his unique perspective. Mafalda has been the most important character of my childhood. Bringing it to the screen fills me with enthusiasm and gives me a great responsibility, said Campanella. He will reportedly lead the project through his own animation company, Mundo Loco CGI, which also produced his 2013 animated feature-length film, Underdogs. This project is a dream come true. Mundo Loco was born with a calling to bring our stories out to the world in an innovative way. Mafalda represents that spirit like no other. We are deeply proud to have been selected by Kino's successors, added Gaston Gorali, the co-founder and CEO of Mundo Loco. For us, as family and custodians of Kino's work, it is a true honor that Juan José Campanella and Mundo Loco have taken the responsibility of carrying out this project, Kino's successors stated. We admire the work of Juan José, and we are certain that this project will be a beautiful recognition of the work of our beloved Kino, becoming a valuable and creative link between generations. Well, we don't know yet when and where this upcoming series on Mafalda will be released, but it has been confirmed by the project's head, Academy Award winner Juan José Campanella, who will be in charge of transforming Mafalda into a series. There had been already a series about Mafalda that you can check out on YouTube. I think it was made in the 1970s or something like that. But obviously, with the technologies of the present day, this will look pretty interesting from the start. I'm looking forward to see my favorite character, Manolito, again, one of the best friends of Mafalda. This is a piece I just shared with you, which was written by journalist Agustín Mango and was published on the Buenos Aires Herald, entitled Oscar winner Juan José Campanella to adapt Mafalda.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentine, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentine.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
More music on RAE, now with Mónica Abram and Colonia Durán.
La noche que cae semeja al olvido, la sombra detrás le vuelca en el viento su azul grillerío. La piel soledad, septiembre despierta, el tiempo más mío, la voz maternal, la siesta madura, El niño silencio se vuelve trigal. Un caballo, yo sé que es la lluvia. Memorias de caminos, su voz la luz que viene de la tierra. Y me lleva de nuevo por los montes al eco de mi gente, borrando esta ausencia de colonia dorada. Moliendo distancias, ya nace el cantar y en sueños regresa por la calle larga con el simple afán de darle mis versos a una esperanza de hombre y cereal. Y aroma este canto, color de nostalgia, colonia Durán, un caballo. Yo sé que es la lluvia, memorias de caminos, su voz la luz que viene de la tierra. Y me lleva de nuevo por los montes al eco de mi gente, borrando esta ausencia de colonia.
Let's go over the headlines again before signing off. President Milei headed an emergency committee on the Israel-Iran conflict. Inflation continues to fall in Argentina. Official figures show 11% in March. Almost 200 people have already died from dengue fever in Argentina. Ecuadorian court deems illegal the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito to capture a sheltered politician. After weeks without a government, Haiti's transitional council was formed. Sports. The first phase of the League Cup comes to an end and the quarter-final places are decided. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, broadcasting this program on 5850 kHz, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time. Sergio Rios was our sound technician. The host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.